This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I feel like every morning I am the groundhog.
Why?
Because I get up extra early, go out and experience the city before a lot of people, so I can tell them, hey, guess what? Today feels like a good day. Today's weather feels good. You know, while people are getting ready, members of the Buzz family getting ready to hop in their cars and start their day, They tune in. If they tune in to us, you know, we give them a little, I don't know, we tell them what the day is going to be like. And I'm really, I don't want to be a downer, but today is weird.
What's so weird about today?
I got stalked.
What do you mean you got stalked?
Okay, here's the thing. Dude, it has not... I have not physically ran away from a situation. Physically ran away.
What?
Physically
you ran?
Ran. Well, I walked very fast, but it might as well be running.
Okay.
But I walked very fast away from a situation.
What happened?
Right, and what time is it?
It is 6:05.
Right, how between... Like, when I woke up at 3 and 6:05, could I be in a situation where it's so creepy that I had to run away?
That should never happen for you this early in the morning.
I know, or I guess maybe it's kind of the time that situations like that happen. Today, I was driving down 35. I saw two people walking on the side of 35. One was wearing no pants.
What?
Did you see them too?
I did not see them. I wish I kind of did. They're street walking on the highway?
Yeah, it's like the one place you can't walk.
Not safe.
Yeah, and I didn't see any cars like before that,
yeah,
either.
You know, see if they're finding gas or
right.
Broke down or something.
No, today. Oh. Hmm. Is it a full moon?
There's
because that thing looks big, and that
not,
would make sense.
Yeah, but I believe supposed to be a full moon or a harvest moon or a corn moon tonight. I believe that's supposed to happen.
So I get another whole day of this.
Yeah.
Did you have a creepy morning?
My day went normally, just normal.
So that's creepy, right? Or no? Creepy for most people.
I mean, yeah. How many times do you wake up in the cemetery?
Touche, Chris. Touche.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
So the reason that I ran away from a situation earlier this morning, physically ran away.
Yeah, normally your exercise is swimming. So what's going on?
Yeah, there was no running in my plan for today. Dude, when's the last time you physically ran away from a situation?
Oh, boy. Years? I can't even recall the last situation where that would even have occurred.
Right. In Seattle once, I got in a fight with a homeless person. I know this sounds awful. She was trying to sell us a CD player.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want it. And then she said that she had a gun in her pants.
Ooh, what?
And I was like, ma'am, if you had a gun, you would be trying to sell us that, not that stupid CD player. And then she wanted to start fighting, and that's when I ran. But that might be the last time I physically ran from a situation. That's like 12 years ago, dude. This one was weird. I was in the gym, and I was facing my locker, putting all my stuff away to get ready to leave, and I just heard this person coming closer, and she was like sliding her foot, you know?
What?
Like
a horror movie style?
Kind of, yeah.
And
I could tell how close she was to me by how loud her foot slide started to get. Isn't that creepy?
Yeah, you're describing a literal horror movie introduction of the movie.
So I turned around
yeah.
to see what was going on when finally I heard that like the scraping across the ground of her leg was like really, really close. She was a total babe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with her leg, but she was a total babe.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
It's just more comfortable to wear them like that. I don't know. I've been wearing them like this for a long time.
Well, have you ever been asked to deboard a plane? Is that the correct term? To get off a plane for having that?
No, not for having that. No. But I don't know. That's how you want to wear your clothes. Damn, why is that going to be a problem?
But it is very simple to rectify the situation so you're not kicked off a plane.
But it's comfortable and how I want to wear my clothes, so what's the problem with that?
You're in a small tube with other people and you need to be a little respectful towards them.
How is that disrespectful?
A Sunday best.
No, it is not the 1920s, Christopher.
It needs to be. There is nothing wrong with asking people to dress a little bit nicely for planes. And if you aren't, to be politely asked to accommodate this?
No. You buy your damn plane ticket. You can go on the plane however you damn well please.
No.
Your outfit should not be a problem. People bring their damn pillows from their bed. Those are the people I don't understand. The ones that bring their whole pillow from their bed on the airplane. Find out what we're talking about at 6:25.
Music. World. Local. And unofficial holiday. Digging deep into history, because we're all a bunch of nerds, and bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
I've already made the obligatory mistake.
What?
I typed in August when it is really September.
Oh, yeah, September 1st today.
Sure is, and we've got what happened on this day in history for you. I already can tell this is going to start out angry, so let's just kick it off with On This Day in 2011.
Okay. On this day in 2011, Billy Joe Armstrong was forced off a flight after his pants were sagging too low and he wouldn't put them up after a flight attendant asked him to.
Right. And then, by the way, I know that you were defending the flight attendant in this story, but after he tweeted, "Just got kicked off a Southwest flight because my pants sagged too low," Southwest apologized.
Should they have?
Yeah, they should have. They should have. You buy your ticket and then you're good. That's it. You buy your ticket and you're good. Come on. Jesus. Mm. Flying sucks.
On this day in 2010, Apple launches Ping, a social media network that nobody's ever heard of. Here's Steve Jobs explaining it.
And so all the activity that I've done is available for my circle of friends or my family to see. And it's that simple. It's a social network all about music. Make sense?
Apparently, no.
Yeah, so I guess it allowed users to follow artists and see short, timely postings by both friends and artists. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I know where I was sitting when they announced the iPhone 3G. I know what it felt like to hold the original iPhone in my hand, but I have no idea what the hell Ping was. Damn, that really was a flop.
When Steve Jobs was demonstrating, he's like, "Look, you can show where we're going to a concert," and then he clicks one. And it's a September 17th Tegan and Sarah concert that he starts to attend. I thought that was kind of cool.
Man, history, it's crazy.
On this day in 1998, the Titanic VHS went on sale, and this monumental ad aired.
Awards, yours to treasure, yours to own. Now, take the voyage home on video cassette. Titanic, guaranteed to be there at Blockbuster Video.
Okay, well, I understand the guaranteed to be there because I don't know if you know this, it is now a required law that each Goodwill have at least 9,000 copies of this VHS for sale.
Truth.
Anytime you go to a Goodwill, you see the VHS section, you're like, "Ah, oh, Titanic, 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 Titanic."
And also on this day in 1985, Dr. Robert Ballard and his crew locate the Titanic wreckage. And here's Dr. Ballard finding the Titanic.
Our initial reaction was excitement. A lot of us who had researched it for so many years, the Titanic has taken on more than a shipwreck.
And so all the
and then there's then there's Steve Jobs a little bit. No, but today was the day. On this day in 1985, the Titanic wreckage was discovered. That's incredible. God, I'm looking for, I have a problem when I lose my little earring thing in my bedroom. How the hell did this guy find the Titanic in all of the ocean? That's some good navigation right there. That's some good GPS, I guess.
So is that the why they released the VHS on that day?
It could have been, because I know there were a lot of little things hidden in the movie Titanic. Like, the final version of the movie was exactly how long the Titanic took to sink. So there are all these little, like, cute things built into the history of Titanic with the movie Titanic. So that must be. That must be. That literally must be.
And on this, we're gonna do a little jump here.
Yeah, I know. Nothing between 84. On this day, between 1984 and 1923, nothing happened.
Nothing. So on this day in 1922, New York City law requires that all pool rooms to change their name to billiards.
Why?
Because pool room has nothing to do with the swimming pool.
Okay.
But they were first, the pool tables were placed at horse betting races.
Okay.
So they were pool tables because just a room where betting took place.
Got it.
So they wanted to get rid of the betting faction from the billiards game.
Uh-oh, then they better not look at my brother who, like, literally does this for a black market living.
Whoa.
You ever play against a pool shark? Somebody that's just like, oh, I suck so bad at this. And then you go and you drop some money and then they're like, amazing.
One of those people?
Yeah. That's not me, by the way. I'm awful at pool. I hate playing pool. It just lasts so long. It's like bowling for me. It's like, when is this going to be over? It's embarrassing because it's usually in front of people. You're not just playing safely at your house. You're at some bar. You're already a little too drunk. I don't know.
And on this day in local history, well, all over, but definitely here because it's where it started. 1918. The 1918 influenza panic starts. Kills 2,300 Kansas Cityans.
I'm rewatching Downton Abbey. Literally yesterday just got to the Spanish flu of 1918.
How are they taking it?
Now I'm starting to draw connections.
Yeah?
Yeah, but nobody's wearing any masks in Downton Abbey during the Spanish flu. But if they did have masks, they would be so pretty.
On this day in 1902, considered one of the first science fiction films, A Trip to the Moon is released. And it has that's the film with the very iconic picture of the moon with the face and have that little rocket face jammed into its eye.
Right, which then inspired Smashing Pumpkins for their music video, Tonight Tonight.
And on this day in 1897, the Tremont Street Subway in Boston opens, becoming the first underground transit system in North America.
So on this day, 1897... Boston, first underground subway. Do you think by 7 days it started to smell like piss?
For sure, maybe by the sixth. And on this day, in 1878. Normally I wouldn't be able to say this name, but since it is a name, Emma Nutt becomes the world's first female telephone operator after being recruited by Alexander Graham Bell.
You want to know why? You want to know why?
Why she was recruited?
Yeah.
Why?
No, you want to know why? Because she had to cover for men. She had to cover for men. Yes. Well, boys. Apparently, originally, telephone operators were teenage boys first, but they would, quote, horse around.
No.
Emma's voice was so soothing. Plus, she a lady, and she knew what she was doing. She's like, take this professionally, take this seriously. So, Alexander Graham Bell heard her pick up the phone once and be like, hello, how may I direct your call? And was like, all right, that's it. We're getting rid of the teenage boys doing this.
Oh, that's awesome.
But we're going to have women do it now. First female telephone operator. Have you seen those boards that they had to use?
Oh, the ones with all those, the holes in the machines, and they're pushing the...
They're audio cables.
Oh,
I don't even know how that would work. Be like, all right, what would you like to hear? I'd like to talk to Dr. Fox, please. And then they just, like, use an audio cable to an audio cable. Actually, it kind of starts to make sense now.
Yeah, but you don't see them question it. They just know exactly where they're going. How?
Because they're women.
Oh, okay.
Because they're women.
That explains it. On this day in local history, in 1821, the first convoy uses the Santa Fe Trail to head to Mexico.
That's the first convoy, the first party convoy, the first party that leaves Missouri headed down to Mexico on the Santa Fe Trail. Santa Fe Trail originally considered the first, quote, highway, but, like, not for cars, obviously. We're talking 1821. For, like, oxen and stuff, and your little wagon stuff. Later, it would be overrun by the railroad, and then later by an actual highway. It's beautiful. History today. All right, what about unofficial holidays, Chris?
It is National Chess Day. Are you familiar with the game of chess, and are you...
No. Are you?
I don't want to say I'm good at it, but I like playing the game of chess.
You're no Bobby Fischer, though.
No Bobby Fischer.
That's the only thing I know about chess. Even if I said that, though, and I didn't tell you that I didn't know anything about chess, would you be like, oh, she knows what she's talking about?
Absolutely.
Damn it, I worded this thing wrong.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
Because of seeing tons of things from my childhood at the River Market Antique Mall this weekend wasn't bad enough, making me feel like I am old. 9 times out of 10, I know what they're talking about on Twitter. Thank God. I stay young. I like TikTok. I have friends that are younger that kind of explain these things to me. I'm good. I want to stay in the know and be relevant to what's going on in the world. But then there's that one time where I don't know what the hell something means that's trending on Twitter. But it's trending, so a lot of people are talking about it. And the term is no simp, S-I-M-P, September.
That means... What?
No simp.
No simp September?
Yeah. No simp September.
So, what does simp mean?
Well, there we go. The rabbit hole I went down to find out what this means lasted about 15 to 20 minutes, which in radio is a very long time to be spending on something. Usually you should give up if it takes more than like 8, but I couldn't now. I was obsessed with this. What does no simp September mean? So I first place that I went was other tweets. You know, maybe in the explaining of using the hashtag no simp September, maybe in the way that they use it, I'll be able to understand what they're talking about.
Yeah, from their context.
Yeah. Nope. Because these are the tweets that I saw. No simp September tomorrow, bet. No simp September, more like super simpin' September. Everyone talking about no simp September like I'm about to fail. I'm a simp by nature. Okay.
Are these real words and sentences?
I know. I feel so old because this is really popular. There's even a TikTok trend going on about it. So I was like, all right, what is simping? And I found a video on YouTube where a 9-year
what?
Old
no.
boy
no.
explains, well, just says this.
No simp September is in less than half an hour. I'm in the dark. We won't survive. The weebs and I are in the dark.
What? Okay, so he says the weebs and I. So the first thing that I did was look and make sure that that was racist or a bad word, because it is not. The weebs.
What does that mean?
After I found that on Urban Dictionary, is someone who likes Japanese anime. Okay, so maybe we're on to something. Maybe this has something to do with a culture that I'm not very familiar with.
Yeah.
And then the 9-year-old boy on YouTube says this.
Okay, so before I'm in the dark, I gotta say this. Makaya, I simp for you. Kageyama, I simp for you. Hinata, I simp for you. Tom, I simp for you.
So you, it sounded like all these Japanese names, and then all of a sudden, Tom, I simp for you? So now you can simp for someone? So now I'm like, all right, what the hell? What the hell is going on? And I go to UrbanDictionary.com and find that there is an entry for, quote, no simp September. I think that would be explaining everything, right? That's why you go to a dictionary. You want to know what a word means, right? Urban Dictionary definition of no simp September is, quote, a challenge where you aren't allowed to simp for any being on earth. Right. So, as a logical person, the key to unlocking all of this Twitter trending thing that says hashtag no simp September, and I have no idea what it means, is to know what the word simp means, right? We've done enough deduction and research around the other stuff to find out what this means. So I looked up simp on Urban Dictionary, And it says, when you infatuate over a woman, allowing them to take over your mind and cause you to do things for them that you wouldn't normally do.
Oh.
So now it's sexist AF. And I'm mad AF that I just went all the way down there. Because, yeah, it totally happens. It totally happens when there are some women out there that, you know, like they say on this, take over your mind and cause you to do things that you normally wouldn't do. But there's also guys like that, too. We call them F-boys.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
All right, so we do have members of the Buzz family that understand what this No Simp September thing means. It's still, I hate this, but it's still a little confusing. We got a text in from 913 that says, simps are just guys who are kind or kind of pathetic and constantly reply to girls on Twitter. They're usually pretty harmless. They usually just say nice things. That reminds me of this meme I saw one time that said, you need to have the same confidence in your life that Middle Eastern men have in beautiful girls' DMs.
Jordan Silver on the Buzz.
No, I'm not done with this yet because the text line has been blowing up. The person that texted in from the 913 that gave us the example of what a simp is responded with, honestly, what you just said about the Middle Eastern guys in a girl's DM is the perfect example of a simp.
Yeah, I've got someone texted in by like a dictionary definition. I think this explains it where I understand it.
Okay.
A simping is when you give all of your attention and money to a person without anything in return. You obsess over that person and would do anything to them, but they usually don't even know you exist. Kind of like Jordan with Taylor Swift. Oh. Oh.
Ow.
Oh.
Ow. Ow. Ow.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on the Buzz.
We've all been to the grocery store and seen the name brand product. And then sometimes next to it is a generic version of that product. To me, that seems a little overstepping, but how is that legal, Chris? How can a company create a generic brand of basically the same thing that it's put next to on the grocery store shelf?
We'll answer that with a question. Only Domino's can sell pizza?
Domino's pizza?
Yeah. Meaning, like, this is a trademark law, which is largely based on likelihood of confusion.
Okay, well then, I'm confused. So good job.
Which means that you're an ordinary, reasonable consumer.
Okay, let's use a hypothetical.
Okay.
Buzz family.
Yes.
All right.
And that they wouldn't be confused that they're buying the generic product and not the actual brand name.
Okay, cool. Because the packaging is always different.
Yeah.
You know, it's more simple.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because it's cheaper. You know, they're not going to spend all that money on the packaging and stuff. That makes sense.
Yeah. It's like UPS has trademarked their brown color, so another shipping place can't have that brown color, but they can still ship packages.
I see. Wow. We are really getting into the nitty-gritty of things that people can have and can't have. Imagine having a monopoly on the color brown in the shipping. That's crazy. Well, the reason I bring this up is because I found a website yesterday that has put together the list of greatest generic brand food names. Forget the taste. The names are always like one off as well. It's always like a knockoff as well. And I will tell you all of these. Get ready to laugh.
Jordan Silver and friends on the Buzz.
There are certain things that I'll buy the generic version of, like Advil. All I do is flip around and see the back of the packaging and see the ingredients. If it's the same amount of whatever it is, the same exact ingredients, then what the hell? Why are you paying $6 more for a name, right? So that's the few times that I will choose a generic brand. Food-wise, nah, I haven't got there yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we were talking about this earlier. How do they get away with creating a basic copy of a famous food?
Well, they say that if a reasonable consumer wouldn't be confused that they're buying the generic and not the brand name, that it's okay.
That's crazy. But it also leads to some of the funniest things, like the generic brand names of these products that we know and love. Now, I feel like there's a couple ways that these companies come up with the generic name that they're going to use when they, quote, rip off a product. One of the things is I feel like they go with the exact opposite of what the original product was. For example, Thin Mints. You could buy, and these are all going to be real products that you can buy, Buzz Family, I checked. Instead of Thin Mints, you can get Zachary's Thick Mints at a store in Canada. Zachary's
really
Thick Mints at a store in Canada. Then, of course, there's the, like, just changing of one letter with the generic brand name. Instead of Cheetos, there's a grocery store where you can go one more letter down and purchase basically the same food, but under the name Ditos.
No.
Cheetos and Ditos. Mm. Another thing that I've noticed as far as how generic brand names come up with the names that they're going to use, if you can't come up with a really good pun, like Thin Mint, like, you know, Cheetos, Ditos, Thin Mints, Thick Mints, then just describe exactly what the product is. There is a company that rips off the Oreo, and they call them Cream Betweens. That's exactly what's going on.
To the point.
Right. Well, when you're using quotes in naming something, be very careful about trademarking the reverse version of it, too, or just a little bit different. In Japan, you can order the generic version of a Kit Kat, which is Cat-Caught.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yep.
Cat-Caught.
Cat-Caught. It looks exactly the same, man. Mountain Dew, Mountain Yeller, Captain Morgan Rum, Admiral Nelson Rum, Pringles. I love this. This is literally just changing one damn letter, and I love it. Instead of Pringles, there is a generic brand food called Prongles.
Is that enough to, you're not confused?
Pringles, Prongles.
Hmm.
Fruity Pebbles, Safeway is a grocery store up in the Northwest. Fruity Pebbles, Safeway's Fruity Nuggets. Okay, damn, Pebbles Nuggets, that's really not far, but whatever. Windex Glass Cleaner, there is a Power X version of that. Instead of Windex, it's Window Glass Cleaner. Window Glass Cleaner. Kraft, of course, has Shake and Bake, because the Shake and Bake and I helped. Albertsons, which is a... I have known these stores up in the Pacific Northwest, but Albertsons... generic version of Kraft's Shake and Bake is Albertsons Coat and Bake. Coat and Bake.
Close.
Mm-hmm. Hamburger Helper, there is a company called High Top, and they have a product called Pan Burger Partner. Instead of Hamburger Helper,
no,
the generic knockoff name, brand is High Top's, and it's called the Pan Burger Partner.
That's horrible and brilliant at the same time.
Well, if you think that's horrible and brilliant at the same time, this last one is my favorite. Mm. The product is one that we're all familiar with. I can't believe it's not butter.
Okay. The margarine.
Mm-hmm. The brand that has a generic version of that is Great Value Brand, which is that like Walmart?
That's Walmart, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So this, you might be able to go to the store today, Buzz Family, and get this generic version.
What can I buy?
Mm-hmm. Of I Can't Believe It's Not Butter, generic brand name. Wow, I totally thought this was butter.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
7 a.m. news recap. Physical copies of music, preferably vinyl, CDs, and cassettes, is up over 30%.
I didn't think in 2020 you'd be saying anything about cassettes. I didn't think any after 1989 we would, but right? They are popular.
Mm. And Amazon wins FAA approval to deliver with drones for their goal of a 30-minute delivery time.
I'm excited about that, but someone did text into the text line that noise pollution is going to start to be a thing because of those. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, there's just a million drones flying in the air.
Mm-hmm. They probably make a really weird, like, sound. Mm. All right, let's keep going.
And Delta and American Airlines are ending, for now, their $200 change of ticket fee to try to get people to fly.
What was... I will never understand that. $200 to what? $200 to what? You're going to sell my seat anyway. Anyway, all right, what do you got for the 8?
Well, Walmart is introducing a membership service that comes with free delivery,
mm-hmm.
fuel discounts, and no waiting in checkout lines.
Is that like Amazon? Kind of. Feel discount? No waiting in line.
Right? Yeah, using the Walmart app, the members will be able to scan their purchases as they shop and pay as they're doing that and never have to wait in line. That alone might be worth it.
Yes, it would be. Nothing like waiting in line. Wow. Okay. Right? Wow.
It'll cost $98 a year or $13 a month.
That's a reasonable price. Although, it's going to be the kind of thing that as, like, the years go on, it's like 13, 29, 54. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
TikTok announced they're teaming up with Teespring, which allows content creators to directly link their merch into the videos themselves, which they say will allow the content creators to start milking in
the money.
Yep.
I have a friend that is pretty big on TikTok and on a couple other places, and he says that for 1 million views on TikTok, you get $100. But, like, Facebook, I guess, is $1,000 for 1 million views.
Yeah.
When you're doing the
I
content.
I think that's what it's average for, like, Facebook and YouTube.
Yeah.
Only $100 for 1 million views.
Mm-hmm. And I trust him. I trust him. That's gross. $100. Right. Mm.
And, all right, I need to set the mood for this next story.
We lay my love and die.
I have a story.
Beneath the weeping willow.
A ghost story.
Netflix. Haunting of House Hill will return, but with a new home, Bly Manor. It will be available October 9th and will be The Haunting of Bly Manor.
That was really good, dude. I think you got a side gig.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Yeah, so I lost it on Saturday. I accidentally deleted the text thread between me and the girl that I'm dating.
Ooh.
I know, I lost it. It had everything from the very beginning. And there was a bunch of nice things that she said to me in there. And it was just like a major bummer. You know, this is the first time I've really dated someone that I like this much in 5 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that was everything there. Everything. And I thought I was deleting someone else's text thread because I'm a text deleter. But no, it ended up being hers. And I felt like I saw it as my fingers slid by.
Did it go in slow motion?
Yeah. And I was like, no. Ugh. She was there when all of this happened. She comes out of the bathroom and I'm just like crying. She's like, I just left and everything was fine. What is this? And I was like, I deleted the text thread. Everything that you've ever said. And she's like, it's just a text thread. Don't worry about it. I've got it. I can send it to you.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a lot of work, but thank you. And so I just kept getting sadder and sadder about it. So I just kept crying more and more. And she was like, all right, trying to comfort me. Come over here and let me give you a huggies. I'm going to give you some huggies. That's what she said. Okay. Like a cute way of saying hug, right?
Yeah.
Cute way of saying hug. So I go over to her and I'm like, oh, but where are these children's underwear? Like, you're supposed to be good because we're very funny together, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I meant hug. She gives me a hug and I get over it. And then the next day, we're scrolling through Instagram and mm-hmm. there was an ad. Neither her nor I, we don't have any kids at all. There was an ad for Huggies.
No.
Yes. There was an ad for Huggies pull-up diapers. And, man, I know that stuff listens to us. I do know that stuff listens to us that's in our house. But holy crap, man. I'm having, like, this private moment where I, Jordan Silver, Jordan with an I on Instagram, am so emotional that I'm crying, and my phone was listening for a keyword to then try to sell me something. And I'm like, okay, phone, if you're so damn good at this, screw the Huggies thing. Give me an app that helps me get the text thread that I deleted back, because that's what I really want. So then we started talking into our phones to, like, manifest things.
Yeah.
Like, Bojangles is my favorite restaurant of all time. It's only in the South. And I was just like, wouldn't it be great if there was a Bojangles here? A Bojangles opening soon in Kansas City. A Bojangles coming soon. In Kansas City.
Trying to switch up your algorithm that it detects it?
Yeah, trying to see if we can manifest something positive from this, because obviously they're listening, and what we say seems to happen on the phone. So I'm sitting there by my phone, and I'm like, cure for COVID-19. Cure for COVID-19.
Jordan Silver and Friends. On the bus.
Run. Chris, you and I are switching seats on Thursday.
Yeah, we are.
How does that feel?
Nervous a little bit. I know I've done it once before, but still, whenever we switch, always gets the heart to pumping a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to be doing Chris Minders and Friends on Thursday. It's going to be your show, whatever you want to do. We are switching it up on Thursday. It's going to be your day.
Oh, boy. I'm going to start preparing. I'm going to make some phone calls and get a hold of Miss B, see if there's anything extra with her.
Really? Yep. You got this all planned out.
Sure do.
I'm like, and I'm going to be your co-host.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get you coffee if you need it.
I do need coffee.
God, I never made you do that once, dude. I never made you do that once.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.